Restoring old aircraft perhaps sounds like a peaceful and fun way to spend one's working or volunteer hours. Mark Hamilton enjoys the job, but in his many years around a variety of aircraft, he's seen just about everything when it comes to getting one of those old storied pieces back in shape. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader. Tutor or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to fall
Anything
over.
Anything he might need. There's a box of tissues and band-aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Mark Hamilton was an Air Force sergeant working in aircraft maintenance at Offutt Air Force Base when he was offered an intriguing opportunity.
Got a phone call one night. It was one of my old troops that worked for me and asked me if I wanted a job. And I said, I already have a job. And he says, well, it's fixing up them old airplanes out there behind the base.
It led Hamilton to become one of the restoration managers at what became the Strategic Air and Space Museum. In 1996, the historical aircraft began to be moved from the airbase to the museum's new home in Ashland, Nebraska.
For 36 miles, we moved airplanes, the training airplanes. Seven times we did that. Huh. And, like the B-36, the wings had to come off, tail came off, body came off. Some of the aircraft, smaller ones, were towed on their gear if we get the wheels off and get them lubed up.
They transported over 30 aircraft and missiles in that initial move. Restoring old planes comes with several unique challenges, though.
One thing about aircraft that have been outside is critters tend to invade them. So B-36 had raccoons crawling up the main gear and living in the wings.
Hamilton's crew is always getting an old plane new again, ready to share at the museum.
Working on the C-54 Skymasters. Ours went to the U.S. Army Air Force in 1945. Historically, Berlin Airlift.
Some of these men have been around planes for a very long time.
Our whole workforce is volunteers. Our oldest one is 94 years old. He flew on B-17s in World War II.
Traveling the countryside in Ashland, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.